Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's just trash, Ian. Take that back to the soccer field, okay?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
DJ Frederick, he is a bum. He's a bum, he's a bum, he's a bum.
And James Strebel.
That's where you got your points, big mouth. I can't stand his ass.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's not the same thing, Timmy. You're Gonzaga, we're Kentucky. Danny Calipari told little Mark Fuey where we're playing, big boy. You sit and you take it, and then you take the L. Just like you take the L every time you play against a big, strong, athletic, fast basketball team while your slow butt's running on the court, preening your mustache while you get crammed on. Get ready, big Timmy. I can't wait to see those tears. I can't wait to Cal winks at your ass.
Oh, man. Jack, it's just kind of like a normal Monday. Actually, it's not. It's like a holiday Monday. You're in a good mood. You might see family. Of course, that could put you in a bad mood. I mean, where do we even begin today? Kentucky basketball, yuck. Kentucky football, yuck. Mark Stoops gets a new contract. That's pretty funny. Yuck. Louisville basketball on in a couple hours. Yuck. Against Arkansas. Oh, my goodness. Governor's Cup. Scott Satterfield getting it done. Wow, what a Monday here. And, of course, in about 15, 20 minutes, James Strebel will arrive, and he will be the hero yet again. He will steal the show. So we say hello to Jack Grossman. I'm Andy Sweeney. It's the Take
hello,
on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com, and the app. Jackie Boy hanging out at the Liquor Barn Studios. Jack, before you say hello, I even marked it on our little sheet.
Yeah?
You telling Mark Lieberman, the pleasure's been all mine.
It has been. I had fun today.
I know you did. You were talking hoops. I knew what you were doing today. And he's a coach and everything else. So you were pig in mud today.
But absolutely.
We still need a cut of you thanking Mark Lieberman.
Oh, yeah. We hit the pivotal moment at like 2:47, and I knew the outside was 56, so we had 9 minutes. Uh-oh. And I was like, do I want to talk Governor's Cup for 9 minutes? And then I go, no, there's plenty of time the rest of the week for it.
I'm sure Lieberman has thoughts on the Governor's Cup.
I'm sure he does, too.
Who doesn't want to talk Governor's Cup, man? One of the biggest games of the weekend. I mean, listen, normally that's exactly the lead, but I feel like Jack is right. Like, the Governor's Cup is a game that nationally means nothing right now, but locally has all of the legacy storylines, right? If Malik plays his legacy, Scott Satterfield needs to get the win. Mark Stoops in the contract, and he loses to Vanderbilt, South Carolina. Yes, I mean, they're all of the local talk show things, items that go into a game like this, a rivalry game at the end of the year, are out there blossoming and showing themselves.
I even wrote out some crappy Brock Doman numbers that I was going to give as a take.
We can get into that at some point. We can. No, you know what? No, we can't.
No.
And we have the soccer on in front of us. We have USA leading 1-0. Did you guys talk about that at all?
Maybe 90 seconds worth.
You guys didn't mention that. Well, I'm sure Strebel will be nice.
Strebel will be enthralled
guy,
in it.
When Big Guy gets here, he's going to get it. I guess, listen, we got to start as, I think, weirdly interesting as the Governor's Cup is, Louisville beats NC State exactly how we all thought that game, I think, would work out. Kentucky loses only by 10. The Mark Stoops cover specialicious, and they lose, and that's not surprising. And Mark Stoops' contract is one of the great moments in many years, Jack. I mean, it is. It's funny, right? Like, Mark Stoops' contract is funny, and it's either Mitch Barnhart or it's the Crafts. Trolling John Calipari. So we will get to all of that. I mean, it's obvious that expectations will not change with Kentucky football. No matter what Mark Stoops is making, he will easily make over $1 million per win and will move on. But I got to start. I mean, Jack, last night, I mean, Kentucky basketball, here's where I am with Kentucky basketball. I know they're not playing hard. Oscar hasn't practiced. And all of these, listen, I understand all the narratives. I get all the narratives. And I got to be honest, for the most part, not in totality, I agree with what Kyle Tucker wrote this morning in The Athletic. Man, it's just been a few years. People, there are reasons, yes. Oscar Tshiebwe has not been practicing. Oscar Tshiebwe goes through the knee surgery, five weeks ago now, and we all understand that. We all knew they were downplaying it at the beginning, but now he's not practicing. He was only practiced a couple times. He doesn't know the plays. I mean, we'll get to that sound, Jack. Let me know. I know Avery's sending a sound sheet. Kentucky fan, it's very simple. Kentucky fans just want their team to be ready to go, right? I mean, you know, Jack, we were talking about it today. And again, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. We'll get to those, and Big Guy will get here. And it's a tragic night. I mean, what a weekend, a $20 million weekend, basically, an $18 million weekend for Kentucky football to lose to Georgia, okay? By the way, do you see what South Carolina and Shane Beamer did? Uh-oh, you want to have that conversation? To lose that game and all everything that goes with that, and to turn around and to beat down double digits. I did the numbers, Jack. I mean, they were down about 11 minutes in the first half. They were down double digits. And, like, so when it's 9, I'm not counting that. And then in the second half, it was like a good 15, 16 minutes where they were down double digits. And, again, when it was 7 or 9, I'm not even counting those. Only double digits. And it's clear Kentucky basketball fans just want their team to be ready. Like, they just want their team to be ready. Michigan State is ready. Indiana is ready. Gonzaga has beat Michigan State and Kentucky. Yes, they got blown out to Texas. By the way, Texas gets A.J. Johnson. They're ready. Illinois is ready. Virginia's ready. Right? I think people think, well, Kansas is out there. Jack, who am I missing? Houston is ready.
Yeah, Houston won last night handily at Oregon.
I mean, the teams that we're talking about that are among the elite, okay, or are the elite, are just ready.
I mean, Baylor, Illinois.
And Kentucky basketball.
Maybe not UCLA.
Well, not Baylor. Didn't Baylor get smoked? But Illinois for sure.
Well, okay, Baylor lost close, and then they beat UCLA.
I mean, Virginia. Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
sure.
One of those things where Kentucky was blown out in this game. They were blown out in this game. And now, coming from this game, there is second-guessing going on. And you can see it happening. You can hear it happening. And it's just not media and fans. Like, you can tell it's this team thought their bleep did not stink. And they have been, I mean, Michigan State, listen, I understand it's a couple overtimes. And then you just go on the road and are just down 10 the entire game. And I just listed off, we just listed off 15 teams that are ready to go. And Kentucky may get it going. Sure, there is a great chance that they do. Camp Cal. I get it. But I'm talking about the precious present, as one slick Rick Pitino used to say. Thank you, Dan Issel. he used to say, like, this is still who you are right now. And Kentucky fans would like to go to the Champions Classic and start winning these games again. Kentucky fans, and listen, Strieble, but he's not the only one. I mean, Kentucky fans were, I mean, Jack, I mean, the way they've talked about Timmy and Gonzaga and everything else, to go up there, it's like the ultimate shame. It's the ultimate shame last night of something that does not involve the NCAA tournament is to go on the road to Gonzaga, who you're supposed to have a much better roster than, and to get dog walked. Because that's what happened last night. Honestly, Strebel, you know I'm right. Like, I think going to Gonzaga, and where your coach, you know, you got the, you know, no, Strebel's right, where the coach told Mark Few and company where he was going to play to control that environment and then go up there and just beat down 11 points the entire game. And boy, you look at the team and you start second guessing. CJ Frederick, I'm second guessing. Is this team deep, Jack? Oh, I'm second guessing. Back-to-back games in games that had mattered. You kind of doesn't get off the bench. Damian Collins, not effective. Chris Livingston, not effective. Lance Ware, bad. I mean, to me, it looks like he got, what, six guys? Maybe seventh? We thought this team was deeper. Oh, I'm second guessing. I absolutely am. And I think they are, too. They can't make a shot. We talk about how they're going to be a better shooting team. They're never a better shooting team. Right now, ugh. I mean, right now, C.J. Frederick, 1 of 6. I mean, C.J. Frederick shot 50%. We need to go back. Hang on, Jack. I need to do this. I mean, C.J. Frederick shot 49% in Iowa. His three-point percentage from 2019 to this year
has dropped
11-12%, which is just substantial.
Which at some point, when does that get blamed on Cal?
Well, listen, I have no idea. I'm not even, like, I'm just throwing out what the fan's saying right now. Then we can dive into whose fault is it, because I don't believe it's all Calipari's fault. I mean, I think he shoulders a ton of the blame, but, like, Oscar doesn't know the plays. Jack, you just sent me, what, the sound sheet? Do we have that?
Avery's in the process of sending, but I just sent the Cal clips just because I know that's what we're on right now. In
okay.
case you wanted to get
all right.
Of
well, Oscar and only practiced 2 times. We may get to that here in a second. But it's like, okay, so you're telling me you're telling me everything is just so difficult, the sets that you're running, that Oscar cannot run them? He's been there for 2.5 years. I mean, I don't know. Am I wrong here? It feels like, and I said this last week when, I said this, what, Wednesday after the Champions Classic, Kentucky basketball fans are fed up. That's where they are. They're in a prove-it-to-me. We're ready to back the hell out of you, but we are effing fed up. And the patience is gone. Let's be clear. The patience is gone. And so they want me to come on here and to bash everybody, to bash the players, the program, Cal, and everybody else. I'm trying to relay that I believe the frustration is very simple. You watch early season college basketball, and so many of the teams are ready, and you're not ready. And the 2 losses that you took, it's not like it's like, oh, we'll be fine. We'll get it. Like, I'm looking at Chris Livingston, and I'm saying, I don't know if he's got it this year. That wasn't in the equation. I mean, Lance Ware's not any better. I mean, if Lance Ware's going to get beat down the court, shame on him. Honestly, Jack. He's like the effort guy, right?
Yeah, he's the energy guy.
Who doesn't have the talent. And the effort guy's getting beat down the floor on his only assignment. I just, they looked really good against bums. You want to talk about a bum bump early in the season? Duquesne Howard, I think that's who they played. That was the bum bump. And when they played competition, they have looked ordinary so far. They can't make shots. They look ordinary. They're not nearly as deep as we thought. And now it's like, well, Oscar, he doesn't know the plays. Jack, oh, I don't know. Did you cut these or did he?
I got them this morning.
Well, go with number 2 there, and let's see if that's the one we want. Go ahead.
Again, Oscar's practiced like twice. And we're a different team without him, and now we just got to figure it out. And I say all that, and he ends up with 20 points and 15 rebounds. Think about what we just said. He still got 15 and 20 points and 15 rebounds. So, I mean, it's we're a ways away. You know, he took too much time to shoot balls in the first half, so he had two turnovers. There were balls just ripped from him. But again, we miss. You can't miss every open shot, and it's you know, missed a layup. I think Oscar may have grabbed that and dunked it. I can't remember.
All right, so that wasn't it. It's okay.
That was a failure. What a screamy
I think Cal won's the one you want.
Oh, man. What a screamy.
Where he just basically says embarrassment offensively, not running plays.
Yeah, go ahead. Play that one. Yeah, play
that. What do you think about what Jacob said? Some guys.
Well, we missed every shot, so you can say what you want. We missed every shot. You can't miss every. You don't have to make them all. You just can't miss them all and expect to be in a game with a good team. And Gonzaga played well. They played well. We only had 11 turnovers. You want to know, though? When we got the game to four, there were two of them right then. What? And we gave up a three and we fouled. And all of a sudden, it's back to nine. What in the world just happened? You know, we... I had to change how we were playing offensively at halftime. What did you see if you know basketball? What did I do? So most of you really don't know. I couldn't get Oscar to run the plays right. You know why? Hadn't been practicing with us. So I said, go to the baseline. We're going to play dribble drive around you. And that's what we did the whole second half. I ran two plays that were pass, make a play. Couldn't run a play. Told him, man, that, you know, we got to practice and get together as a team and get better. Offensively in the first half, it was so embarrassing that we couldn't even run a play. Couldn't run a play. Not one. And it wasn't just Oscar. It was our guards, too.
I mean, that ain't good, man. That is not good, and Kentucky basketball has been thus far in the early season, besides the really bad teams, you know, the really bad Power 5 teams. Louisville is one of those teams. Florida State is one of those teams. Kentucky has been not impressive. Period, stop. They have not been impressive. We'll get into some more of that because I got many things, and I want to hit all three of these here before we go to break. The other thing, 437-9680, is the contract to Mark Stoops, which I contend is one of the great things in the post-COVID world, right? Am I wrong here? I mean, yes, some of the FBI, I mean, the Dino Gaudio stuff was funny. The Dino Gaudio stuff was funny. This is in a different level, obviously. But the news started to trickle out there that Mark Stoops was going to get a contract. They was going to put him up there with John Calipari. And I did not believe it. Jack, I thought it was fantasy. I thought there's no way. Like I know that Mitch Barnhart loves football, but there's no way. And so what does it mean that Mark Stoops, when they did not want to announce it, because why would you after you've lost to Vanderbilt, okay, you lose to Georgia, and then you're worried about losing to Louisville and Scott Satterfield on Saturday. What an absolute great moment for Kentucky football and Mark Stoops. They're paying Lexus prices for a Honda. Bro, you could go out and get Urban Meyer for this money. Right? Like, to me, it's not about he's overpaid. Like, I don't care about doing the player is overpaid. Especially when there's no salary cap. Right, Jack? You know that in baseball. You can take a swing or a miss, right? You have a peasant franchise right now that won't do that.
Yeah, they take a swing, and if they miss, then
they take a swing at Jacoby Ellsbury, and it's not the end of the world. Now, you do that. My New York Giants have a lot of money. Kenny F. and Galladay, the biggest bum scrub in the NFL, and it's hurting them. If it were baseball, you write it off, you move on. It's called doing business. And so I don't care how much guys are paid. The more, the merrier for me. And that goes for NIL as well. But it's the fact of, with the money that you obviously are willing to spend on football, you know you could have got someone who wasn't Mark Stoops. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that kills me about it more than anything. Because you guys know the truth, and I can't remember. It was either John Clay or Mark Story at the Lexington Herald Leader who had a blurb about this. But if you guys think that Mark Stoops making Calipari money, if you think him making Nick Saban-ish money is going to raise the standards for Kentucky football, you got another thing coming, man. You and I both know it. Right? No one really believes that. No, I don't know a Kentucky fan that has come away from Mark Stoops making all this money and thought, okay, now I am expecting a 9 or 10 win season every stinking year. We're not going to allow the slide that we've seen this year. I don't know anyone that feels that way. The only reaction to this is that Mitch Barnhart is so in love with football and Mark Stoops, he'll do anything, and he's proved it over and over again, and why not prove it now yet again? This has got to be like the 5th, 6th new deal he's had. I meant to count that up earlier today, Jack. That would have taken a lot of time. Listen, he makes a lot of money. College coaches make a lot of money. It's part of the deal. That doesn't matter. But if you're telling me, like, I mean, if you're willing to go to 9, you'll go to 10. like, Mitch, if you're willing to basically go to 9, you can go to 10, 11. Well, you know you can get someone who's not, you know, like, going to lose to Vanderbilt. You know that's the case, right? I mean, come on. If they go 8-4, I mean, Kentucky fans right now, he has a new deal. Right now, next year, you don't have a quarterback. For a $9 million football coach, you would imagine you would get the best quarterback that would be out there in the transfer portal, right? Like, dude's got a couple months. The recruiting class needs to go from 53 to 23, does it not? 53 to 13, perhaps, right? Are you going to raise those standards? And the answer to that is no. The majority of you are not going to. Is Mitch Barnhart, if he goes out next year, is an 8-4 coach and is making over $1 million a year, and people are going to be getting those jokes off? Do you think it's going to be like, well, you know, Stoops, it's just not working out at Kentucky. He's going 8-4. No way. Kirk Herbstreit's not going to stop talking about Mark Stoops the same way they're going to talk about Mark Stoops, no matter if he makes $1 million or $9 million, that, oh, it's a little old Mark Stoops at Kentucky winning 8 games. That's a hell of a deal. It's never going to change. It was difficult to think that, wow, that Mark Stoops is going to be able to take what is already one of the best jobs in the country and make it even better. And they did that. I mean, they dunked on it. They not only did it, they doubled and tripled it. And, of course, it's a total shot at John Calipari. It's a total shot at John Calipari. There is no mistake about it. Of course, do you think in the ego business that these guys are in, that John Calipari believes that he should be making anywhere near, oh, by the way, Wales nearly scored the USA goalkeeper. Who is it? Is it the Howard guy? Davey.
The Howard guy finally retired. He was the only goalkeeper I knew. Ago. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
Terry Howard, I believe it was.
Gary Howard?
Terry Howard, I thought it was.
Terry Miners. I don't think it was Gary Howard.
I thought it was Terry Howard.
Terry Howard? I don't think it was Terry Howard either.
Wow, we're definitely a couple of soccer people, aren't we?
Well, I know more than you. I don't
know
much.
Yeah, that's not saying much.
But I know more than you, and I know more than Strebel. But again, you guys don't know anything.
Yeah, and I don't claim
Wales
to know
Wales is going
to
score. Oh, they just put it over the net.
Over Davies. The net. Oh, it was Tim Howard.
Davies and Moore over the net. And Wales had a moment. It was snatched from them by the soccer gods who said, not today. Today is about the United States of America. Today is about Sleepy Joe Biden. Today is about Donald J. Trump. Today is about Jack Grossman. There you go. I mean, but Jack, it's unbelievable.
It is.
It's not like Strebel's not going to think, oh, well, it's 9-3, 10-2 now. Like, no one's going to think that. Mark Stoops totally said, I got the best job, and here's something for you, big guy. And I'm sorry, unless Mark Stoops and all of his people and agents and everything else are just working in complete silence, Jackie boy, no one believes that. I mean, Mitch Barnhart has given him deal after deal and is negotiating with nobody. He's not up against anybody. I had a guy crawl into my mentions. Well, the 24/7 in Nebraska site said. I'm like, bro, we haven't, since Mark Stoops has been at Lexington, got a Pat Forty, Dennis Dodd, Pete Thamel, Bruce Feldman, Jack, to where it was like, yo, Mark Stoops is in heavily consideration, like we did Charlie Strong in Tennessee. We've never tracked a flight anywhere with Mark Stoops. No one's worried about him meeting in the airport in southern Indiana. Auburn doesn't want him. Oh, there's the sounder, Jack.
There it is.
Yep. There you go. And the Governor's Cup's coming up. And, yeah, Satterfield really needs it. And Malik, will he play? And Strebel's here. And I can't look at him. I can't look at you.
What a hell of a game of a weekend.
I need to put a shield up like we did during COVID.
I need a COVID shield. COVID shield.
You're a monster right now.
It was disgusting.
You're wearing all dark today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Gray, charcoal.
Yeah.
That's what you look like today.
I should wear coal.
Like you're going to a funeral.
I went to a funeral last night. I watched Kentucky basketball die on live TV last night is what I watched.
I mean, just in my phone was, oh, big. I mean, just my.
Oh, I know. I saw.
You cursed my night because of your crappy takes.
Yeah.
You cursed my night.
Well, John Calipari cursed all of our nights and his players. It's not just Cal. That's one thing I don't want to hear. It's all Cal's fault. No. Some of these dudes are straight up bums. CJ Frederick does not belong on a Power 5 basketball court.
Belongs in the Big Ten.
He belongs back with Frank McCaffrey. Take him back. Get him out of here. Dude, if he's playing against Howard, dude will get you 23 points. He plays against anybody that's big and tall and fast.
Well, yeah.
Kind of like what I thought about Timmy. Then CJ Frederick disappears, air balls threes, can't guard anybody, falling on the ground.
He's wound up. Oh, boy.
That dude's the worst player I've ever seen in Kentucky.
You
were dead wrong about CJ Frederick. I blame you. I blame Jack Gross.
I blame
Jack Beckham.
I blame Jack Gross.
The dude was a 50% three-point shooter for multiple years at Iowa. He comes to Kentucky.
He's playing against other slow white guys, Jack. He's playing against slow white guys. Yeah.
All you did was say Gonzaga was all slow white guys. Michigan State, that's another Big Ten team that he's played against and had success against at Iowa. John Calipari can't. No, he sucks. Reeves sucks. Calipari doesn't know how to coach offense, and you're blaming Frederick?
Yeah, I'm blaming Frederick.
No, because Frederick proved he can shoot.
Airball that three, Jack. Was that John Calipari airballing the three? Was that John Calipari letting everybody blow past him? Was that Cal?
The defense, I don't blame. But yeah, Frederick doesn't defend. I never backed him on that
anybody.
One.
In fairness, he's not supposed to be out there for defense.
No,
he's not. But
he's supposed to be out there for
shot.
Okay.
Hit a shot.
All right. Settle down. That had to sound terrible on the radio. Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. The Americans are pressing again.
They are.
A corner against Hennessy. What will happen?
Hennessy?
That's the goalkeeper's name. It's Hennessy.
Oh, Hennessy. That's an awesome name.
It is an awesome name. I haven't had Hennessy since Locke took that Hennessy out at, oh, goodness.
Where were you?
It was a golf course. I don't want to say
Standard
the wrong
Club.
One. Was it? I think it was Standard.
Standard. There we go.
Last woman, do you have Hennessy?
He did a shot. It's Tim Howard is the name of the goalie.
Tim Howard. I knew
Tim Howard. Yeah, not Ron. He's a director.
And an overrated one at that. How about that? He's got a couple.
He had a string.
He's got a string. Oh, a steal by the Americans.
He fell off completely. I agree.
The Americans are pressing.
They are. Get them. Go USA, I guess.
Ants bet against us. He bet for Wales.
I bet he did.
The least surprising thing I've ever heard.
It is.
And then he does this thing. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope
my bet and my dignity on covers.com is wrong. No, you don't.
I hope I lose money.
You're rooting against the Americans right now. You, Locke, and Putin.
Locke, too?
Oh, yeah. Locke hates American sports.
Oh, he does.
I mean, he always roots for the Europeans and the Ryder.
By the way, the worst thing for you two is I told you Virginia was going to make the Final Four.
I know,
and
they look good. Yeah, I know.
Everyone looks good but you.
I know. Yes. No, I know.
I feel like
everyone triple
H's. Top 15 looks good except
for Carolina.
Virginia.
Virginia down. Pulisic.
Not Pulisic.
Not now.
No.
He's been training his whole life for this moment, and it's being torn away.
The young star.
Boy, your wife would leave you in a second for Gareth Bale, I think. That's his name. The guy you just saw with, like, the man bun.
No, she would. No, she wouldn't.
That guy right there in the red?
She wouldn't.
That guy? Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
She would not. You don't know my wife, and you don't know her relationship.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more.
Yeah, how many kids she have with him? Has she built a life with him? No, she hasn't.
Yeah, but that life would be built so quick. It would be like Sim City. That's how you could build a city in a minute.
She would not leave me for anybody on that soccer pitch.
The pitch. Let's take a break. It's going to be a long show.
Yeah.
I mean, Stoops' contract.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
It's a great story.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Like you said, is it $9 million to lose to Vanderbilt in South Carolina? Is that going to magically make him the best recruiter in the country in the SEC? Is that $9 million to magically inject them with all this recruiting? I mean, he can't run NIL. He can't beat Vanderbilt. He can't beat South Carolina. He might get beat by that bum-ass Scott Satterfield on Saturday, but let's give him $9 million. What does that do? What does that prove to anybody?
They got
to
spend the money on something. When you don't pay the players, when you don't pay the employees.
You want to spend $9 million on a coach? Go get one that wins national championships. Yeah. He might suck as an NFL coach, but damn it, he won at two different schools. Actually, he won at Utah, too, just not a national
title. He just didn't win at the Jags. Yeah, who cares about the
Jags? Bill Belichick could go and not win at the Jags.
Who cares about
that?
The Jags?
Nobody cares. You want to spend $9 million, buy a damn coach worth the crap, and not Mark Stoops, who, Kentucky sports this weekend was disgusting. It was disgusting. It was puke-worthy. Everything sucked about it. That contract sucks, and they're stuck with it. At least the buyout went up.
Timmy flexed on you, bro.
I wanted to kick him in the nuts. I did. I can't stand him. I cannot stand that guy.
You had to be in such a bad mood.
Well, the thing was,
Strebel.
He only did it when Oscar was off the floor.
That's such a lie.
It's not a lie.
Yes, it is.
He had 8 points in the first half when Oscar Sheepway played the majority of his minutes in the first half. He had 8 points and like three rebounds. Go look at the tape.
I thought he had like four or five rebounds. Oscar didn't have a rebound for like.
You want the tape? I remember Timmy getting the ball in the middle of the lane, circling and swimming around, spinning around Oscar and finishing.
He scored on him a couple times.
Oscar got a couple of stops. He got a couple of isolated stops. Drew Timmy got the ball, and he was either scoring, getting a foul, or doing both. He drew four fouls on big boy Oscar. Oscar couldn't stay on it. Timmy drew fouls on everyone, Strebel. No one could stay in front of him.
Because he walked
Oscar
over the place and don't call the walk.
No one can stay in front of a big boy, Jack.
Go look at their first half scoring, the first half rebounds on both players. Go do that for me. When Oscar Sheepway played the majority of his minutes in the first half,
Oscar was a compiler.
Go look. Timmy was a compiler on Lanceware. Congratulations, Drew Timmy. Good for you. You got Lanceware. Oh man. Jack, go look at the actual numbers of the game. And when Timmy was out there, when Oscar's out there, Timmy couldn't get stuff done.
He had a couple
drives. But how many times did Oscar dunk on Timmy or make a move on Timmy? I didn't hear any of that from you, Jack.
I love how he tells you to go look it up.
They didn't even need Timmy to guard Oscar. Anton Watson guarded Oscar. And Watson guarded him.
He had 20 and 15, Jack. You want to scream about numbers? He had 20 and 15.
If you watch the game, Strebel, every time.
Watch the game, Jack.
Strebel, every time Timmy touched the ball, he either scored, drew a foul, or did both.
Or walked. Or walked. He did all three.
Wait. Well, then where were all the travel calls, Strebel? Where's the whistle?
Go look at the replays. Go look at the replays.
I did. And then they saw
him. He walked all over the place, but they won't call I saw
a Kentucky fan tweet, "Oh, he's walking. They show a video, and they mark his non-pivot foot with all the circles.
Jack, he's all over the place. He drags it. He walks like five times a game at least. No, I'll grant you, he gave work to Lance Warren on Yenzo. He
absolutely did. Played for two possessions, and he got dunked on by a guy that wasn't
exactly.
Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy did not have a possession where Onyenzo was on him. Onyenzo was in the game for two possessions. He spun and scored and drew fouls on Oscar all damn night. You know why Oscar wasn't in the game, big boy? Because he couldn't stay in front of Drew Timmy because Drew Timmy kept drawing fouls on him.
Do you know why he's so excited about this, Andy? Because Trace Jackson Davis. That's it. No, that's the only thing.
There it is. Better Indiana. My team didn't lose by 16, big boy.
No, this is you screaming at me for revenge because I was right about Trace Jackson Davis. That's all this is. This is pent up energy from you last year.
This has nothing to do with Trace Jackson Davis.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, this has all to do with you sitting there and spewing lies about Drew Timmy last night.
I'm not spewing lies about Drew Timmy.
Drew Timmy, no, I was with you. I thought Austin Sheboy was better than Timmy.
He was.
And he wasn't.
Then why are you screaming at me? He was better than Timmy last night, too.
Going into the game, I thought he was going to be better.
Timmy was not better.
Timmy affected the game more.
He wasn't better.
Oscar pushes other players out of the way so he can get the rebounds. Compiler.
Who
are the compilers, Jack? That's a baseball thing. Help me
here.
It really
is.
When we think of compilers, who are the compilers?
Someone like
help us 437-9680 because
I'm
now
still went on basketball right now.
I know. All right, you guys need to settle down. We got a long time here. All right, both of you settle down.
All right. No. Oh.
Deflects.
It's gonna be great when
he flexed on you.
He did flex. I hate him. There's nothing about him I like.
I don't even know.
Guess who he scored on when he flexed, Strebel? He scored on Oscar.
I know. I saw it, Jack.
And that was the second possession in a row he had scored on Oscar.
See that?
That was about it.
Yeah, dude, kiss his bicep too.
He can't make a basket without doing something stupid like that.
I agree with that.
I do agree with that. But
that's why I hate every basket he makes. He's got to do something stupid, even if he's losing. That's why I hate him.
You're a purist.
It's just annoying because he looks. He's got a
Oscar flexes every time down 12 flexing at the bench.
I busted him for flexing at Michigan State because he shouldn't have been doing that. He should be getting back on defense.
I know.
So I busted Oscar over that too. No one should be flexing. Focus on the damn game.
No one should
quit being a baby.
437-9680. Put this up. Do you feel bad 1% for Cerebral?
No.
Yes or no?
One percent.
Do you feel bad for him?
And okay,
because
I
I've been battling. I've been
or...
battling with that. So let's take a break. The text line's flying. Obviously, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. We'll get you a soccer update here at some point. Jack Grossman will tell us about the best team in the area, Indiana. We're about an hour and 20 minutes away from Louisville and Arkansas. So that game is out there. The Stoops contract. Governor's Cup, Malik, Brock Doman. Good God, there are things to talk about. And we got you to 6 o'clock. 437-9680. It's The Take Monday here on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Did you stay up for the entire game?
I fell asleep at halftime.
No, there you go.
On the couch.
So how are you going to analyze the game if you fell asleep? I knew because you
analyze?
Went silent. What's there to analyze?
Baylor was
there
better. Gonzaga was fraudulent.
And James Strebel.
Crowned their asses. And my man Scott Drew embarrassed old Mark Few. Kicked his ass right out of Indianapolis. Get back to Washington where they don't care about basketball. Get the hell out of here.
On ESPN 680 and 1057.
All right, so we have tons coming up today. Reminder, later tonight, Bellarmine basketball, 8:15 pregame, 8:30 tip-off there at Duke. Join Doug Orme and Mark Bug. They got you covered there. Bellarmine and Duke right here on ESPN 680-1057. Right now, Louisville basketball pregame is over on 93.9 The Ville. And we'll have that. Obviously, all the game action, Miller Lite postgame. I believe Ethan Moore has that.
Oh, poor Ethan. It felt like me last night. It's going to be a sad postgame.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to be that guy during the game if Louisville gets down?
No.
Mouthing and everything?
No, I'm
be
not.
Lipping? What are you going to be doing?
What's there to live about? I mean, they're going to lose. I mean, Louisville fans know they're bad. We know they're bad. Everyone knows they're bad. And there's no point. And I'm a wounded animal right now because of the disastrous game last night. So, no, I'm not going to be mouthing and lipping. We all know what's going to happen. We all know. We've seen it happen four times already.
Jack, what do you want to do? We have UK post-game stuff. We have Gonzaga stuff. I mean, where do we even start today?
Want to start with the old Gonzaga stuff?
Yeah, I want to dabble sound in as we go. We have so much. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure
this has been your calling card.
I know
this is the death of a. Of an era. It's a death of an era.
It is a death of an era.
I do need to tell you, Strebel, how I took in the post game last night.
What were you doing?
I'm watching the game with Ken Grossman.
Oh, Ken!
And the game and the game ends. And I turn to Dad, and I just turn on the app and start listening, and he goes, "Oh boy, what's he going to say tonight?" And I was like, "You have absolutely no idea."
It's a great reaction by Ken Grossman.
So you listened with your father?
He listened for about the first 20 minutes, and then he went to bed.
That's pretty good.
And he was done after that.
I entertained the man that dressed Luke Hancock.
He was entertained, and he was also like
horrified.
Yes, I think that's a good blend for where Dad was at.
Absolutely,
there's a lot on the line, Ken. I don't know
what to tell you. On the line
this is one of Strebel's calling cards.
And it all came.
And just think,
bad.
Satterfield could be Saturday.
Yeah, man,
like you're going to lose everything.
It would be the worst.
That's the cost for DJ Wagner.
Am I paying for DJ Wagner now? Is that what's going on?
I mean, you're doing something.
Like, karma is like, I was so heavy. Like, DJ Wagner was such a big win.
I'm already miserable for next year.
I mean, Calipari's
mad at this team, and this team's a bunch of older dudes. Imagine when they're all freshmen.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we almost had a fight on the pitch.
Oh, no, not a fight. Oh, no, not the soccer guys fighting. I'm sure it's a tough fight.
Again, Jason has picked against him. All right, give me a piece of sound. What's this one called, Jack? Go ahead. What's this one called?
Strebel mad about Timmy 1.
Perfect. 1. Perfect. Done. Play it. Number 1.
Don't make me mad.
Receiving 43.9% of the vote.
Oh, you're mad, aren't I?
Drew Timmy.
Oh, get the bleep out of it. How many more damn times do we got to do this? How many more times?
How did you not know that's where I was going, Strebel?
Dude, I don't even think about Drew Timmy anymore, Andy. I don't.
You better. He's going to average 22
no,
in
the. He's spanking when Kentucky goes to Gonzaga. He's going to get spanked. Like, how many more? Times he did this last year and he wasn't any good. I mean, he was fine, but he wasn't preseason
was
All-American.
He was good.
Preseason Player of the Year. Drew Timmy's coming for your head. Watch out. He was fine. Oscar Sheepway was 10 times better than he was.
Not 10 times better,
but Oscar was better last year.
He swept National Player of the Year. Yes.
All right, go ahead. Give us another one. What's this one called?
Strebel rant on Timmy and Gonzaga 1.
Perfect.
It's not the same thing, Timmy. You're Gonzaga. We're Kentucky. Danny Calipari told little Mark Fuey where we're playing, big boy. You sit and you take it, and then you take the L. Just like you take the L every time you play against a big, strong, athletic, fast basketball team while your slow butts running on the court preening your mustache while you get crammed on. Get ready, big Timmy. I can't wait to see those tears. I can't wait to Cal winks at your ass while you're walking out losing. Wait, give a little wink, wink, Cal. Give tough talking Timmy a little wink, wink. Because Ethan Penny's bum ass almost beat you. Get out of here, Timmy. I can't wait. You were told where to play. You are being told where to play.
Man, that's some of the best sound. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Well,
that's pretty good.
The problem with it was last night, more than anything, just the boneheaded way Kentucky played. That, I mean, they couldn't even give me a little bit.
Oh, no, they were down double digits the entire game.
Going under screens, leaving Gonzaga wide open, not running any offense, turning. I mean, they didn't even turn it over that much. Gonzaga turned it over, 20 times,
unable,
whatever it was.
Strieble not knowing the offense. Unable to do the offense to where they didn't know the offense. Like, I,
that's such
John
BS. Cal,
listen,
I don't believe
listen,
Cal.
Listen, no, here's the thing. John Calipari protects his guys.
Yes, that's true.
More, and I would say, to the point to where it's ridiculous.
I agree with that.
I would like a little bit more on what he actually thinks.
Yeah.
Patino would give you that. We talk about Cal and Patino being alike, and that way they're not.
No.
Okay?
Patino would.
They're not.
He would throw
And Kenny
Payne's
do the same BS at U of L, too.
That Cal's
with the
doing.
Hug him up, kiss him up. But John Calipari's like, they need to get better last night.
No, he's right about that.
He backed them in the Michigan State. He took every sling and arrow from Michigan State. He did not do that last night. It's one of the first times where he's like, no, we got to be better. Oscar doesn't. I mean, he's saying Oscar doesn't know the plays. That is an embarrassing thing to say, especially
right.
when John Calipari's not known to be running sets. Okay?
Right.
He's not out there. They don't have 35 plays that they're running.
Screens and things. Well, here's my question. Okay, so he says that, and that's fine. Maybe he's right. But then what was the Bahamas
he
for?
Thought they'd be better.
John
Calipari is surprised this is where they are. This is a surprise to everybody
as
right
we
now.
We all are.
I mean, Chris Livingston cannot play.
No, Damian
and
Collins
the last
can't
guy
play.
Needs something from is Jacob Toppin. Okay. Yeah. Keep shooting the mid-range jumper and let's see how that goes.
Well,
that's how your season's going to end in the NCAA tournament.
And the fadeaway mid-range jumper.
With Lance Ware being beat down the floor, not hustling after your boy Timmy.
So the only issue I had with Cal saying that was if he wants to crush his players, that's fine. Then what the hell have we been doing since the summertime? We weren't running off it because Oscar played in the Bahamas. He practiced in the Bahamas. He's a smart dude.
It's not like they're running a complex offense to where he would not be able to
integrate
himself.
That's why I don't believe Cal. Yeah. I think Cal was like, I'm going to make you the onus of this. I'm going to put because you can take it. You're Oscar Sheepway. People won't get too mad at you. But I don't believe Oscar doesn't know the plays. He's been there for 2 years. You had an entire summer of practice. You had an entire summer where you played five teams or whatever it was, there's just something smells. I just think Cal cannot just admit that his team stinks. Like, these guys aren't as good as we thought they were. I think that's what it is. I don't think it has to do with sets or offense or this, that, and the other. These guys just can't perform right now.
That's sets. S-E-T-S.
Yeah, sets. I just don't. Unless they're playing a bum, they're just not very good.
Wow, look
they're
at not, you. You're all the way off the train.
No, I have a foot off,
but it's not on the ground. You're on the ground.
No, I'm not on the ground.
You're calling them all overrated.
Well, they're just not. There was zero toughness. I mean, they don't fight through screens. They don't get themselves open. I know there's a lot to be desired with Cal's offense. Like, I get that, Jack. I really do. But at some point,
you've got to make a shot. You've got to get yourself open and set up. At some point, it's not the prettiest way that C.J. Frederick has an open jumper, but he has an open jumper and he cannot
and
make
the air
it.
Balls
and I don't want to just pick on him.
No, I'm not,
I mean,
exactly.
Reeves shoots everything off the bounce. I didn't know that's exactly who he thought he was.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure
why
he's doing that.
Well, that's the role he played at Illinois State for 3-4 years,
yeah.
And he's had to adjust it. He hasn't adjusted.
Right, except for against bums. He against bums.
Boy, Wales is coming at us. I don't know. I don't like this.
I don't
this.
Like it.
Entz is happy.
It's going to win his money.
You're going to get your money, Entz. Your blood money from FIFA.
He's going to be over there anyway. He's going to be close to Wales, so maybe he can go tell him congratulations when he's over across the pond.
There you go.
Yeah, because he's going to be in England. England's right there. They share a border. Boom, there.
He's like, way to go, Wales.
Way to go.
Way to go. I do like their flag, though. See that badass dragon on it?
They're the dragons.
That's pretty awesome. I do like that.
On the other end, let's take a short break here. 437-968. I want to stay on schedule as much as I can. On the other end, we'll move from this. You know, obviously, Louisville plays in about an hour. Yeah. And Governor's Cup, quarterbacks, legacies. Oh, we got legacies to talk about. Okay. Stoops wishes he could give his new contract money to NIL, which is fantastic as well.
I wish he could, too.
Have you signed up yet? You have not?
I have not signed up yet. No, no.
Surprise this weekend.
We will talk turkey after we beat Louisville. If we beat Louisville, we'll talk a little turkey.
You're scared now. I can see you're scared.
No, I'm not scared. I still have cats winning.
Do you?
I do. Yeah,
boy,
I really do.
That's a stunner.
No, I do.
Streeble still has the Cats winning. We'll talk about that. More Sound. We're loaded. Two more hours to go here on this Monday on ESPN 680.